put these numbers into a context for us? I mean, what do these job numbers really mean?
So that 6.1% unemployment rate is lower than it's been in more than 5 years in terms of the unemployment rate. At the same time, though, we're still seeing people leave the workforce, which affects that number quite a bit. And those workforce numbers, the total number of people who are either working or looking for work, really has not come close to returning to where it was in 2008.
So even though we've seen this big downtick in the unemployment rate, there's still a lot of people looking for work.
The rates can be deceiving.
What about job growth?
So it's important first to clarify that job growth in this monthly jobs report comes from a different measure. It comes from a survey of businesses, of employers, as opposed to a survey of employees. And these numbers are revised a lot retroactively. So all of that said, job growth was really quite low last month, just 600 jobs added over the month from February to March. And the biggest losses that we saw were in the public sector. More than 3,000 public sector government jobs went away over just that month. Policy Matters Ohio is a group that's been speaking out a lot about that issue specifically. They put out a monthly report in response to the state jobs report. They've called job growth lackluster and slow and a lot of different words like that over the last couple of years in Ohio. And in particular, Policy Matters really wants state government to think about reinvesting in the public sector. This is Hannah Halbert with Policy Matters.
The truly unfortunate thing about that is that not only is this, you know, people losing jobs, that there's increases in employment, loss of that spending in the local communities, but oftentimes these jobs represent local services that people in communities depend on or use or see the benefit from in their neighborhood.
That's Hannah Halbert with Policy Matters Ohio. That's a left-leaning think tank. Shows one of the ways that these jobs numbers can become very political.
Have you been hearing that people are defending the jobs numbers and saying that this is really great news?
I don't think it was a really excellent looking month for Governor Kasich in terms of this jobs report, so it wasn't one of the things that he touted over the last week.
What about differences regionally here?
There are always these extreme kind of differences just within our region in terms of where the unemployment rates are and where the job growth is. So in the city of Dayton proper, unemployment is still 7.4%. It's more than a percentage point above the state. And the labor force has also been steadily been getting smaller and smaller since 2009. People are still leaving the workforce as far as long-term trends in Dayton. Whereas if you look at Beaver Creek, the unemployment rate is 4.6%. The labor force has pretty much held steady during that same time.
Any notable new jobs coming to the area?
There were no like awesome bombshell job announcements within the last month. Dollar General's opening a bunch of new locations. The Good Sports Fieldhouse in Huber Heights has started hiring. They're planning to hire more than 100 people over there. H&M is planning a second location at the Dayton Mall. And, you know, at the same time, of course, economic development folks in a lot of cities, towns, counties around here are looking for those big pieces of news, those 100 or 500 job announcements and higher paying jobs like the manufacturing and high tech jobs. And we haven't seen too much of that action just in the last month.